612-209-2900. I'm Eutrice Lead. And tomorrow, of course, Hugh Hamilton, who will be at the helm here on Talkback, resumes his rightful place. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Nobody's home. Okie dokie. Let's try this one. Hello, you're on the air.
Eutrice, Happy New Year.
Fine, thank you. Who's calling?
You can refer to me as Norman.
Thank you. What do you refer to you as?
Norm.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Eutrice, I'm a long-time listener to WBAI,
uh-huh.
And certainly a member of the station, and that has contributed literally thousands of dollars, and you're going to receive a copy of a letter from me, and so you'll know who I am. When I do that, you'll know my name. You certainly will have on record that I have certainly contributed thousands of dollars over the years, which is probably minuscule in comparison to some people that could afford to give a lot more. However, I also knew some more remarks, man, and I've gotten a chance to know Bernard White, and I've met you on occasions. But, you know, even when talking to Samori on several occasions, I can even remember one time when this other station manager, I forgot her name, executive director, I think her name was Pat Scott or something like that.
Yes, Pat Scott.
Pat Scott, right. She wanted to fire Valerie. Van Issel?
Van Issler.
Issler, correct.
Yes.
Because a lot of folks, I can remember talking to some more, a lot of people having problems with Valerie that long ago. And he said that she wanted him to participate in the firing of Valerie. But this guy, this brother said no. And I know as a fact, and I've certainly heard it from his mouth numerous times, he didn't get along with her. And he didn't necessarily like her. But he did not want to take part in the firing of her by anyone from Pacifica. And I don't know if you're privy to that. I'm sure that, as a matter of fact, I know that you were. But yet, his reason was because he didn't want to leave the door open for Pacifica to come in, because he would certainly not be able to do some of the things that he had planned to do in the future. But yet, this, in fact, has happened. And you have participated in it by going along with Bessie Walsh. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, all right, okay.
It's not, and let me explain.
Okay.
You are correct that Samori Marksman and others on the management team here at WBAI for years had been asking that there be a change in management here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
Samori himself was the author of a vote of no confidence here at the station in the general manager. And he did wish a change of leadership. He did wish a management change.
Mm-hmm.
What he wanted was, in fact, what was delivered not by Pat Scott, but by Bessie Walsh, which is a graceful exit. He did not want Valerie Van Issler to just be thrown out of the door.
Well,
what he wanted, and I'm telling you because I know what happened.
Okay.
What he suggested was that she be transferred to an area where her skills could be better used.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the offer.
Mm-hmm.
In any event, intervention was sought because every means available to dislodge an ineffective management seemed to fail.
Okay.
And that was what he offered. He said, could we have a scenario? Because in any event, only the executive director can hire or fire a general manager. Only the executive director, not the board,
right,
but only the executive director.
Okay.
And that's why he and others, including Bernard and Mario Murillo and others,
mm-hmm,
met with Pat Scott to discuss ways in which there could be a change in management here, but not in a disgraceful manner, to give a graceful exit. Pat Scott did not deliver.
Okay.
But Bessie Wash did.
Okay, now wait a
minute. Wait, let me finish.
Okay, so
Bessie Wash did by extending what I consider a lifeline, saying, we will give you an increase in your salary. We would create a new position for you, which, by the way, is nothing to sneeze at, the Director of National Programming. We will pay for your commute to Washington, D.C., 3 days a week. You stay 2 days a week here in New York. And we will shift you. It is not a lateral shift. It is, in fact, a promotion. We will put you in this place where you would probably function much better. And she said this to a person who had reached a particular age in life, if you know the real world. When you reach a particular age in life, as a black woman in this society, your options become extremely limited. This was not just sprung on the general manager 2 hours before it happened.
Mm-hmm.
As far back as June, she was on notice. But following the advice of particular individuals, she turned it down. Was offered an opportunity to reconsider it. Turned it down again.
Would that individual be Bernard White?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Although I know she discussed it with him.
Okay.
But the advice she followed was not his.
Okay. In regards to Bernard White's being fired.
Yes.
Now, Bernard is a person that,
By the way, Valerie Van Isler was offered this opportunity 3 separate times. And
yeah.
Turned it down each time. So
sports, that's called being bumped upstairs. They do that to an ineffective coach. They bump that person up into management.
Even so, given the option of simply being terminated or being bumped upstairs, what would you take?
Well, it depends.
What would you take?
Well, it depends on my situation. And this, I don't know what her situation is. I mean, certainly some people would go down to D.C. Others would rather just try and stay and fight it if they're comfortable with being where they are. I mean, but certainly I couldn't speak for her. I don't usually have those options as a black man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The options don't exist either for black women.
Okay, but one question in regards to Bernard, who has helped certainly build the station.
Absolutely.
And is responsible for loads of people contributing to the station. I don't know how important folks like me that have a little bit of money and contribute to the station for the premiums and everything else year after year and go into like a little debt and we forget to even write it off during tax season. I don't know how much we really mean to the station, but...
Well, obviously you mean a lot. Well, but if you're building a case that your like or dislike for any one individual should outweigh the actions of that individual, I don't think you have a good case.
No. It's not even about that at all.
What is it?
I'm just raising the question about the firing of someone that has been responsible for literally generating loads of money to the station, building the station.
Yes.
And supposedly just cause. I understand even by someone that's up there with you that who was kind of made privy to what was happening, and they're kind of sorry for they did not know that it was going to result in Bernard and Sharan being fired. They told me that the station was in a deficit of well over $200,000 over a year or so ago. And now it's sort of in the black a little bit.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
Not if you really analyze. Again, you know, it's propaganda. People say, well, we were in deficit. Well, I guess in strict terms we were in a deficit, except we never knew because we never saw the books. We have no clue to this day how the claim of deficit was justified, nor do we have a clue to this day how the claim of a surplus is justified. But we do know certain things. One is that you would naturally tend to have a surplus if you hired no one to fulfill jobs that went begging for more than a year.
Mm-hmm.
You will have a surplus if, for example...
regardless, if it's a surplus, it's a surplus.
No, it's not, because it came at the expense of workers' rights.
Oh, at the expense of workers.
That's
right.
Correct. Okay. A surplus is a surplus, yes, you would say so. But a surplus that comes as a result of people, for example, having jobs that are hourly or part-time so as to avoid medical benefits. A surplus that comes about because the equipment is not replaced and upgraded.
Was Bernard White a part of that?
If you're a management team, if you're part of the management team,
mm-hmm.
that's what happens. And again, part of the responsibility of the management team is the transparency that your previous caller had talked about. We have had no transparency with regard to the budget at all. None. Not even the second-in-command was able to... In fact, not even the chairperson of our... The finance committee of our advisory board was ever able to give a financial report. We had no mechanism for accounting.
Did you ever receive a copy of the financial report when Samori was there? No.
Yes. We received something approximating a report.
Yeah, but it wasn't like it was a...
But you see, had, at that time when Samori was here, we also had a business manager who took her duties seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And who was, in fact, very much involved in the transparency of the budget, and who summarily also was, should I say, encouraged to leave.
Mm-hmm. Is this why... Bernal was fired?
No. Not to my knowledge. Because that goes back some way.
But let's
concentrate on this. You're talking about why Bernard was fired, and I'm saying to you, I'm very uncomfortable discussing the why anybody, why anybody is fired.
Well, the pernicious way in which this thing went about.
Could it possibly be, and I'm just asking the question.
Okay. Could it have been done any easier than this?
Well, Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Could it possibly be that whatever was done was egregious enough to warrant a dramatic action? Could it possibly be, even if remote, could it possibly be that whatever was done was egregious?
Well, I mean, certainly it could be quite remote. I mean, I don't know if he was a terrorist, if he had plans.
Now, come on. You're all the way out there in La-La Land. Rational discussant up until this point.
Let's keep it in the
realm of the rational.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, I don't know the actual policies.
But I'm saying, in your mind,
mm-hmm.
you have outlined all these things that are known. Bernard has been here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Bernard has been an extraordinarily important part of the station. No question.
I mean, I think he's one of the people that's resulted in the station continuing the way it has been over the years. And it certainly
In the last year and a half.
But just in his programming and just in his fundraising.
Sure.
I mean, Utrice, I can remember when you boycotted the fundraisers. And a couple of fundraisers, and
one fundraiser.
And
now,
then you
now
came
ask
in
me
at
why.
The very end.
No,
of
now
a
ask
of
me
others.
Why. Now ask me why. Now ask me why.
But I'd like to ask.
Now you're talking record. Do you know? Do you not know me as being one of the most enthusiastic fundraisers this station has seen in a long time?
When you're there.
No, when else am I going to be? Yes. I am the person, in fact, when Samori Marksman did his impossible drive. By the way, he was discouraged from going for the million by none other than the general manager, who told him not to do it. But when it happened, I was at the helm. I brought it home.
No, listen.
I have been and will continue to be an enthusiastic fundraiser for this station because I believe in it so.
But when you boycotted it...
No, don't tell me about boycotting. It is not about boycotting. I'll tell you what it was.
Okay.
And I'm allowed to explain.
Yes, you are, of course. It's your station.
We had no plan.
Mm-hmm.
We had no structure, and nobody knew what was going on. I do not operate that way. I'm a finicky kind of person. I like plans.
Mm-hmm.
I like structure. I like to know that if we are going to do something called fundraising, that there is some degree of preparation. There was none for that drive.
But Eutrice, you were working for, you had a boss, didn't you? I'm going to use the term boss.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, your boss, your direct boss was who?
My direct boss.
At that time?
Rosemary Mealy.
Okay.
Yes.
And over Rosemary?
Came Bernard.
Okay. Now, those were your, as if you want to use it in these terms, your employment superiors,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, you could have been brought up on some charges for not participating, correct?
Absolutely.
And certainly.
I was fully prepared for that.
Okay, right. But, and perhaps Bernard or could have perhaps fired you.
It's possible.
Right?
Yes.
But he chose not to do that.
No, not he didn't choose not to do it.
Oh, he did. I mean, it resulted. I mean, no one. They didn't bring you up on charges for that.
How could they bring me up on charges for?
No one fired you for participating in the fundraising
first
when everyone else is working their tails off.
No, the thing is not that people are working their tails off. It is required.
Mm-hmm.
Some degree of planning is required.
No, but see,
no. But see, cannot tell me. You cannot hold me to a standard that says that it is the job to, I am supposed to go out and do a job that has not been defined.
No, but you participated in successful fundraisers in
absolutely, because there were plans, and it was a logical thing to do. These things were planned. Samori Marksman devoted none less than a year in planning of marathon drives. This was not some casual endeavor to him.
Mm-hmm.
He invested intense concentration and effort in pulling off successful drives. It happened in this one particular drive. There was no plan. And anybody who tells me that there was probably did not talk to the people I talked to, including my immediate supervisor, who said to me that not only wasn't there a plan, that she was never consulted in anything having to do with the marathon. She did not know what was going on. And she wasn't the only one. I consulted other heads of department. They didn't know what was going on.
But when people have jobs, see, you know, you have a nice, sweet job that folks look up to you.
Is that right?
Right?
Is that right?
Oh, yes. Come on.
What is a nice, sweet job?
I mean, certainly you're in a position where you can.
Now, what is the nice, sweet job that you're talking about?
It's a job that where a person enjoys what they're doing.
You think, is that a nice, sweet job?
And I know that you enjoy being on the air.
I enjoy what I do.
You enjoy being on the air.
I enjoy
your program.
Sure, I do. I absolutely love it.
You say that daily.
Yes, I love this program.
You know, if you were working in a bakery, you were a baker, and then a baker enjoys what he's doing, that's a sweet job for that person.
Yeah, it doesn't nearly pay, but I love it.
Right, but you certainly love your job. You have
yes.
a sweet job for you.
I do.
Right.
And it's because I do that I think...
And I enjoy your show.
I think listeners are to be treated with greater respect. I think listeners deserve preparation. I think listeners deserve the highest standards possible.
Right, but
I think the listeners are not...
that did not happen at that particular time, in your mind.
I will tell you what happened.
Eyes.
No, not in my mind and in my eyes. It
okay.
was what happened, period.
But if you have a boss and your boss says, hey, well, listen, this is your job.
Yes.
Look, I don't like the way you plan this thing. Therefore,
I'm
not going to participate this time. And
I said that.
Well, you say, whoa.
Well,
your boss could say, well, damn.
Sure.
Let's get rid of you.
Sure. That was perfectly an option.
And Bernard White didn't say, well, look, even though I'm having a serious personality conflict or this
is not a personality conflict.
Right, right.
This
I'm
is about
gonna,
how you
I'm
do
get
effective
you.
Management.
Even though you're probably good for the station, I'm going to get rid.
That's
he did
fine.
Not do that.
No, he didn't. But that was his option. You know, there's a parking spot near my house.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on which way the wind blows, the arrow points in one direction or the other. Now, if you park when the arrow is pointing in the funny direction,
right.
you know you're risking
getting a ticket.
Well, all right. Now, I've parked there so many times, and I got there one morning just to find the police officer just polishing off a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how could you do this to me? I park here all the time. I never park here. And he says, simply, today is different. And I can't argue with that. I, in fact, broke out in laughter because it was so... He got me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been getting away with all of that all the time. Today is different. There may be a situation in which people have been getting away with things all the time, but somebody decided, hey, today's different.
But you know, if I count it all, if I mean anything to you and the station,
yeah,
people like me,
yeah,
there are literally the majority of your listeners,
mm-hmm,
think along the same lines that I'm thinking. They are thinking what I am thinking.
Fine.
And also this, you know, I can remember when Imhotep Gary Bird was, when he left W, whatever the other
LIB
station was. Yeah, LIB.
Yes.
And certainly people love Gary Bird.
Yes.
And he brought a lot to that station.
Yes.
But, you know,
in fact, I was one of the people who...
I know you were.
Who championed.
And I'll say that publicly.
Yes.
You're a friend of his.
Yes.
And I know that you are, because he's a friend of mine, and he's a friend of Bernard's and everybody. People love him, just like they certainly love you, too. And they love Bernard. But the difference is, I see, that these BAI listeners are different, and they're not going to forget about the firing. They see the firing of Bernard White and Sharan Harper as something that is very mean-spirited, and I don't think they did. And the reason why they're not going to forget about
see.
It, and you will see.
Here's
next
what
time
I
you
see.
Have a fun.
No, here's
raising.
What I see.
What's that?
The firing of Bernard and Sharan Harper was a byproduct of the work of one individual,
and
who enmeshed them. Whether,
I mean, we could say that you're
whether
talking
the,
about Valerie because...
No, it's not. Whether,
it's not Valerie?
No, it's not. Whether they agreed or whether they were conscious that they were fitting into this or not, I do know that enough of an effort was made to alert Bernard that he needed to rethink where he was.
Or he would be fired.
Just to rethink where he was and
mm-hmm.
where he was headed.
Mm-hmm.
A number of his colleagues attempted to just pull his coat.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them said to me, in fact, one who was on the air with him just last Friday said, he stopped listening a long time ago. That's what he said. And he was beyond reach, beyond reason.
Did you talk to him?
Sure.
And did you tell him that there's a possibility that I've been speaking to Patricia, to Bessie Walsh, and
No.
She's going to be...
She was nowhere near the picture.
I mean, but obviously you had to
I'm
talk to
you,
to him being fired.
Sure,
I mean, I know
absolutely.
This just happened
and that is my
in
point.
The last week.
This has been the result of an individual who, since October, has been on this campaign to manufacture a philosophy and a reality that simply did not exist. Simply to
I
extricate.
Hear that. I
all
hear
right.
That. And
well,
and I'm
saying
trying,
since
I have narrowed
October.
Different people down.
Well, I'm not
but,
calling
but
any
treat,
names.
You treat.
We are clear it is not Bernard. We are clear it is not Valerie Van Isler.
Okay.
We are clear it is not Sharan Harper.
Eutrice, you are a person that cuts right to the chase.
Yes.
Go right to Bernard. Bernard, listen, we've had our problems.
I did that.
Let me say this. In the past,
yep.
I've talked to Bessie
yes.
Walsh, and this could result in you being fired. You didn't fire me when I didn't participate in this fundraiser
planning
was raggedy. Therefore,
no,
I'm going to let you know.
He
you
was not in a position
me.
To fire
I don't
me.
I want to see you get fired either, even though we have our
But
differences.
He was not in a position to fire me then.
Would Bernard have fired you?
Huh?
Would Bernard have fired you?
Probably not. But he was not
of
in a position
not.
To fire me. Let me put it that way. He was not in a position to fire me. Because there was reason for what it is I was saying. And it was a truth.
You know, someone that's up there in the daytime
yeah.
told me that Bernard's things were being rummaged through.
Well,
this week. Why
no.
did you let something like that happen?
Why would you think that it did?
His personal things, they were telling me.
They were being packed, yeah.
And these are people that, this is the person that talks to you every day that told
sure.
me this. And they would
packed.
Be afraid for their job if I told you who it was. I
no.
could write you, but I just
it doesn't
can't,
matter, but
can't
again...
That. But you understand what I'm talking about.
They could not be rummaged through because, again, nobody... First of all, in the office, once it was sealed, it was sealed. It was entered into solely to pack his personal belongings. And
I can even tell you what
was
day
done.
It was that this happened.
I'm sure you can. I could tell you, too.
Okay,
I was right there.
Right.
And being supervised.
Okay.
This was not done by one individual. It was done with people who were supervising every minute of that process.
There were some UAM guards, United African Movement security people.
They're not guards.
They're friends of mine.
They're friends of mine. They're friends of mine.
Right.
So?
I mean, I love all
people. Did you show up here to protect the station?
I didn't think that there was anything that was going to happen.
Well, guess what?
I didn't think anyone that was...
Guess what?
What?
You're thinking wrong.
No, I heard that you said that there could have... You heard that there was going to be a threat where somebody was going to come up and possibly destroy some equipment.
And other things, yes.
Well, I understand maybe you have to, prevent that from happening, certainly,
yes.
Even if there was
and
only
And did
a
you
rumor.
Show up to do your tour of duty?
Did I show up to
yeah.
do it?
Did you show up to do your
no,
tour
but
of duty?
You know
no,
why? Because there's a list. I could never get in there. But my name wasn't on a list.
All right, look.
You had to be on a list.
Norman?
Yes?
You're all right by me. Thanks
I know
a lot.
That.
Thanks a lot for your call. Thanks a lot. This is WBAI, 99.5 FM in New York. I'm Eutrice Lee. The program is Talk Back. I'm filling in for Hugh Hamilton, who will be back tomorrow. The number to call is 212-209-2900. We'll take your calls right after this break.